Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 208 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, we're going to talk about the meal of a lifetime we recently had in Pawhuska last week. We're going to talk about Melanie's affection for bread right now. We're going to dig into my current frustrations with the inside of my house and so many other things. So as always, we're so glad you're here with us. And we hope you enjoy episode 208. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
Be advised, it is windy in San Antonio today.
Yes, it is. I do not feel good about what my internet's going to look like right now. My Wi-Fi router extender that Juan put in for me shows a steady green light, which means that I should have optimal internet connection, but it's very windy. We have a cool front blowing through, which I'm super excited about. But
yes.
But it does mean that the wind has substantially picked up. And, you know, I tend to think that the internet goes down. Did I tell you that when I was talking about that Gully said it is the wind? It does make
sense.
Yes,
you did. Yeah. You did.
We think in San Antonio, that's a legitimate thing. Don't tell us otherwise. We don't care. We don't care about your underground internet cables. The wind is not the internet's friend.
Well, at least we know from the get-go today what we're dealing with.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do. So anyway, okay. So how are you? Last we were on this podcast, we were in Pawhuska living our best life.
We really were. Listen, first of all, I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
I'm as tired. And you know this, I have had some trouble sleeping lately.
Yes.
Now, Pawhuska, I slept one night for almost 11 hours.
Uh-huh.
It was glorious. I'm not faring so well at home. And so I'm doing this thing where I wake up really early, like 3:30, can't go back to sleep, end up getting up. And then by 6, I feel like I've lived a full day and I'm ready to go. So I even got back in the bed this morning about 6:15 and thought I will just be late to work. And you know, I'm always like early tired at work. And, but I couldn't go back to sleep. So I got up. So I'm struggling. My friend Casey actually brought me, well, my friend Stephanie had said, you need to try these melatonin gummies that have elderberry in them. And so Casey actually went and got them for me and brought them to me this afternoon.
Okay.
So, but the thing is when I do melatonin, I wake up when it wears off. And so I don't know what's wrong with me. I think my mind is overly occupied or something, but so.
Well, and I think it's hormones. Don't you think? I think your hormones mess with your sleep too.
Yeah, I think, but you know, I thought all that was okay based on my last mm-hmm. checkup, but listen, it could have all gone south here in the last 2 months or so. So,
mm-hmm. Well, and I think they swing because I have certain times, like I've learned, this is a lot of information, but I learned like the 3 days before I'm about to start, like mm-hmm. I don't sleep. Like I don't sleep. Yeah. And then I'm fine. And then I sleep like a baby for whatever reason. But I also, you know me, I'll just go ahead and tell you, I take a Unisom, I take a melatonin. I'm not opposed to using some CBD oil. So basically I just knock myself out every night.
Yeah. Well, the thing is I'm trying to knock myself out and then I'm not sleeping. Uh-huh. So I'm constantly in a state of sedation. But I'm not getting any sleep. So listen, I could cry at any point in this podcast episode, just, you know, over some basic information. It doesn't have to be anything sad. It doesn't have to be anything disruptive. Just, you know, the fact that you found some beans you like at HEB and I'll break down. When I was trying so hard to go back to sleep about 4 or 4:15, I got so teary as I was laying in bed thinking about how much I have loved to write ever since I was a child.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So that's where we are.
It's really, I'm not meant to live like this. So I am hopeful that, that there will be some sleep tonight. That would be,
yes.
So we'll see. We'll see.
Oh my goodness gracious. Mm-hmm. I mean, listen, it's the sleep. I can't deal without the sleep. I mean, it's just, I think it throws everything off.
Well, and I mean, at work today, this, you know, just this morning trying to deal with some stuff, and I was getting my words messed up, and it was something else. So we'll see. But I did in Bahuska when we got there last Sunday, I slept the best sleep I've had in months when on that Tempur-Pedic mattress.
Yes.
In the butterfly room. And what we didn't talk about last week, because it hadn't happened yet.
Yeah. But
Monday night, we went to eat across the street from the boarding house at P-Town, which is the Italian restaurant that Ree has opened in Pahuska. Mm-hmm. And it was memorable. It was a memorable night.
It was the meal of, it maybe it was one, it'll go down as one of the top five meals in my whole entire life.
Seriously, me too. Top five, easy.
Mm-hmm. It was so good. My only regret was it was so much food. Like I told you, I wish we could have spread it over 10 nights, like 10 nights of meals.
Yes. And it was, I mean, it was all so delicious, and there was so much food because we met Ree at the restaurant. Mm-hmm. And the chefs at the restaurant apparently just decided to cook whatever and bring it to us.
Yes.
So we started with, what did we start with?
The knot-knots. We started with the knot-knots. I can't.
Which are like, they're garlic. They're not garlic knots. That's why they're called knot-knots. But they're like garlic round bread balls that have been fried.
Yes. They're like donut holes. They're like savory donut holes covered in butter and Parmesan and garlic. And they kind of melt in your mouth. They're so good.
And I will say, you are less likely to get really enthusiastic about a dish than I am. Like, yes. But Melanie Schenkel has a thing for knot-knots. She enjoys them.
They're my love language. They're like nothing I've ever had.
They're so good.
You know, it's funny because I used to not be a big bread person, and I don't know if it's because of my age or if it's because it's 2020 and I'm finding all my comfort in carbs. I don't know, but like bread, like Caroline and I ordered in dinner from a restaurant here in San Antonio this week, and I was like, these rolls are so fresh. These rolls, I was like, I immediately became my grandmother. Have you ever tasted a fresher roll? Like, you can tell they're homemade. Like, this is such a, and that's the knot-knots. I'm like, just something about that bread is just,
well,
now, I told you later that night, I laid in bed and really regretted my knot-knot consumption, but that's,
I regretted a lot later that night because we had knot-knots, which come with, they have marinara on the side and ranch on the side, both equally delicious. Mm-hmm. And we had meatballs, giant meatballs.
Yes.
Then we had these gnocchi balls that were in more of like a vodka sauce than a marinara sauce.
Yes.
Then they brought out, what was next? Was that like the pesto shrimp scampi with the bread?
I think the pesto shrimp scampi that was in like a little cast iron skillet that was like a pesto with shrimp and like toast points, which was delicious.
There's a point where you kind of wanted to stand up and just say, Lord, we bless your name. We bless... Lord, we bless your name. And then there was chicken parmesan, which it was Melanie's love language because that chicken was pounded down to maybe an eighth of an inch thick.
Yeah.
It was so thin.
And so crispy.
So beautifully crispy with marinara sauce on the top. And then that came with a big bowl of arugula and that was dressed in like olive oil and lemon juice and Parmesan. And so you had that whole combo going on. That was really delicious.
It was delicious.
And then what my personal favorite, and I'm not a huge pasta lover.
No, you're not.
But was the, this carbonara, what do you even call that? What we
it
had
was like a it was like a baked spaghetti carbonara, but like pie, like you cut pieces out of it, so it was thick and substantial.
Yeah, but
it was. I don't even know what all was in it. It was delicious.
Bacon was in it, I'll tell you that. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. I mean, if it's a carbonara, it's bacon, egg, and cheese, and
yeah,
like the consistency of the pasta was perfect, and it was it was so good.
It was so good. And then it, on the top, it had like a burrata and a basil and a little bit of a marinara thing going on. It just, I'll think about that meal for a long, long time. Like it was so good. And any one dish would have been good. Oh, and then in the meantime, before we knew how much food they were still bringing, Ree was like, do we want to order a couple of pizzas?
Sure.
And so there was also pizza on top of that. That pizzeria, which is like my love language. It's like almost like a Caprese salad, but on a pizza.
Oh, it's so good.
With that balsamic glaze and those tomatoes. Oh my gosh. I'm going to tell you that I went today and it was my first time back to work out at Brent since we've gotten back from Ree's. And he I was struggling and he was like, do you want to just stop at 2 rounds today? And I was like, no, I'm going 3. I said, I got to go till I have garlic sweating out of my pores because somewhere my body is still like trying to metabolize that meal. God, it was so good.
Listen, when we walked back over to the boarding house after that meal, you and I were, one, we were miserable. It was like Thanksgiving, but squared and then squared again. We were miserable. And so you got us each a bottle of sparkling water out of your refrigerator. And we sat and slowly drank a bottle of sparkling water, trying to get anything in our digestive tract to just give. Like, would it just move? And I had a really hard time that night. I did not sleep well that night. I can't imagine why.
I woke up, I told you, I woke up at 2 a.m. and like, I really felt sick. Like it was that thing of like, I sat there and I thought, if I think about it too hard, it's all going to come back up. Like if I sit and dwell on it, because I'm disgusting, but God, it was so, so good. Just man, what a fantastic
it was amazing.
Meal.
Yeah. And we didn't have like a whole lot of any one thing.
No.
It was just a little bit of all that turns out was significant. So
those not knots, you got to think they're going in one way and they're like getting into your stomach and that, you know, that bread is just like, it's like rising.
It was a base really. Kind of a base for everything else. And, but it was so great. And honestly, if you can get to Pawhuska for a day or for an evening or whatever, I'm astounded by how great the food is. And just the way that they do everything is just so thoughtful and so full of affection for the people they're serving. And I don't know. It was really fun. We had a good time.
Yeah. I think it's the perfect, I was telling a friend, I think the thing about Pawhuska that really dawned on me this time is once you get there, it's not like there's a ton to do necessarily. Like, so it's a great, if you're just wanting like a girl's destination where you have some beautiful rooms to like hang out in, eat good food, relax, catch up. But then I also think it's great because you're only 40-ish minutes from Tulsa, which has really good shopping because I spent a lot of my Sunday shopping. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you could even drive in and you could do, you know, shopping in Tulsa, then go to Pawhuska. But man, it is just, I had a couple of people that were like, saw my Instagram and I guess just didn't. And they were like, where was that? Because when you say boarding house, you aren't really thinking like, that's just not the image that comes to mind. You know, it's just, man, it is something. It's the nicest place I've ever stayed.
Me too. Nicest place I've ever stayed. Mm-hmm. And I still am having spicy cowgirl coffee withdrawals in the morning. Nobody's bringing me coffee. Nobody's bringing me a scone.
No.
But it was, it's just, I don't know. It was so relaxing and so, I don't know, just so good to press pause for a few days. And
it really was. Hey, y'all, it's me with another quick break to tell you about NoteCube. I believe that you all know by now this is Caroline's senior year. And a senior year in a pandemic means that you miss out on some of the usual milestones that go along with that. So I'm always looking for new ways to make her know that she is loved and appreciated and just really make our time at home over these next couple of months feel special, especially knowing that we have less than a year before she leaves. NoteCube is the new and thoughtful way to show someone special how much you love and appreciate them. It's a beautifully packaged box full of customized messages based on all the things you love about them, and you can even add photos. To me, it's the perfect, thoughtful, unexpected gift. It's different from a lot of other things that you could give and would be perfect for Christmas. What a way to show your kids how much they mean to you or a parent or a spouse. You can customize it. You go onto the website, you click on their amazing qualities, and then personalized notes are generated for you. And then you can edit them to make them sound more like you. You can add photos to make them more personalized. And you can even order an engraved wooden box option. It only takes a few minutes, and the NoteCube has a special offer to all listeners right now. You can get 20% off when using the code BIGBOO. They have free delivery worldwide, and you can shop online at thenotecube.com. Again, that's 20% off when you use the code BIGBOO. You get free delivery worldwide. You can shop online at thenotecube.com. It would be a great, special, personalized Christmas gift that would be something different than anything else that you've given. It's easy to create, and it lasts a lifetime.
I will also say, just FYI, if anybody's wondering, I flew Delta to Tulsa and home, and they did the best job. Like, you know, you're just a little, you don't really know what it's going to be like to fly. You've flown since everything started. I have not. They did the best job. It was, everything ran like a clock. I mean, you know, just everything on time. Plane was immaculate. Everybody cooperated and wore their mask and the whole thing. And the Delta people were great. And I was, I don't know, I just appreciated it because, you know, I don't know if you know this, but nothing's really normal right now. No. So it just was good to go, you know, get on a plane and be able to enjoy it. And I don't know, I just had a great time.
Yeah. And a great I will say, I had the same experience that I also had in July, which is I flew, so I did my ticket on Expedia because that's usually less expensive. And I, so I flew there on United, and I'm going to say kudos to United. It was clean. Yeah. They hand you a wipe. It was nice.
Same
was
as spacing. Delta.
Yeah. There was spacing on the plane. It felt very comfortable. It felt very clean. Here's what I'm going to say. American Airlines do better.
Okay.
I flew home on American.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you, it did not feel clean. They had us crammed in there like cattle. No. They're still sticking to their boarding group. So boarding group one, boarding group two. Like, I'm like, no, board the plane from the back to the front.
Right.
That makes so much more sense. It's the way we ought to do it always.
All the time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, all the time. They didn't have room for everybody's luggage. American needs to, they need to pick it up. They need to pick up the pace. And I've heard several other people mention that American is not necessarily, they're not winning this war right now is what I'm going to tell you. So
on Delta, if you're not flying with a family member, there's a seat in between you and the other person.
Yeah. Well, and I have heard, somebody did say this weekend, somebody told me because they were looking in, I guess by December 1st, all the airlines are saying they will start doing full flights again.
Yeah.
So I think that anybody who is still doing that. So if you want to fly and you're worried, you may want to do it sooner rather than later, but I'm going to tell you, don't fly American because I had a moment like when we got on the runway in Dallas and it was my last flight from Dallas to San Antonio. And I had at that point had my mask on for however many hours. Mm-hmm. And they did that thing where like we were crammed in this plane. Then they cut the air that like I had to close my eyes and talk myself down from being claustrophobic. Like I thought I'm going to have a panic attack. This is not going well for me. So
Delta had that air cranked. So, which, you know, I appreciate in any situation.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, you need to, when everybody's wearing a mask, you need to.
Yeah, you really do. One thing that that happened when we were in Pawhuska is I finished, Emily in Paris, which, wow, what a journey. And, But you know, but listen, I'm gonna tell you, it's fluffy. It asked nothing of me. I appreciated it. Mm-hmm. You know, I really did. Mm-hmm. But I started to watch Ted Lasso on the way home.
I finished Ted Lasso while we were in Pawhuska.
I finished Ted Lasso a couple of nights ago. Let me just say this. One, it's not for children. Not for children. The language is horrible.
Yes, it is.
There are adult situations. But yes. I'm going to tell you that that was the show I needed. Like, yep. That was the show I needed. Jason Sudeikis, who, listen, I loved him when he was on Saturday Night Live. Mm-hmm. But he is so brilliant in his, well, he's Ted Lasso in the show.
Yeah.
But here's where I'm going to go with it. And I thought earlier today, I thought I'm going to say it and I'll stand by it.
Okay.
Get to about episode 8 of Ted Lasso. Mm-hmm. What you're going to realize is that the gospel is all over it.
I knew it. I knew that's what you were going to say. I knew when I told you to watch it. I said, Sophie's going to say the gospel is all over this. I cannot wait.
Going to tell you what. There are some real moments in there where you're like, okay, we got something deeper going on. Maybe we didn't have to use the F word so much to communicate the deeper thing going on.
Yeah.
But golly, there's something deeper going on.
Yeah.
And if there were ever a show for 2020, it's Ted Lasso.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, it's funny. I was telling Gully about it today. It's so funny, but it's so charming and it's so heartwarming. It's kind of like that. I told you, it's like the Somebody Feed Phil sitcom version. Like, it
100%.
There's no cynicism. There's no, it just is such a refreshing take on life and motivation. I'm going to tell
and
you
leadership. It is
leadership.
It's a refreshing take on leadership.
My goodness. And what that looks like. And just, I started watching again, because I was like, I want to watch the whole thing again, like now from the perspective. So that's what I've done, because there's nothing else on right now that I care about really. And so I was like, there's so many lessons in here. And Caroline is going to be thrilled that I'm going to be able to add to my parenting repertoire. My microphone. It was stationary. I swear it just fell off the desk. Like it's like it cartwheeled. I don't know what's happening.
Those hands got to moving is what's
happening. I did. I got excited because about all my parenting lectures, a la. But I thought it was just so refreshing. And just, there's so many great life lessons and so many things that you can take away and translate to your own life, no matter what. It's not a sports show. It's a feel good show.
Yeah. And I was not familiar with the woman who plays Rebecca, his boss.
No.
Mm-mm. She is fantastic.
Yeah.
Like, I so loved her character. I don't know. You kind of fall in love with everybody for one reason or another. There's one character in particular who's a little bit of a cad. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you just fall in love with them. And I cannot stress enough how instructive it can be. Now, listen, not with your small children.
Yes.
But they're just some really encouraging reminders built in there. And I loved it so much. I'll watch it again.
Yeah. I'm started watching it again just because I was like, it's funny. And you can, and so a lot of the dialogue is kind of fast paced and he makes these little funny asides that I was like, I'm going to go back and catch all of those.
And there's so many like sly references. It is, it is chock full of pop culture references and used in the funniest ways, but there's so much heart. You're exactly right with the comparison of like, if you love Somebody Feed Phil, you will love Ted Lasso if you don't mind some salty language and some adult situations.
Yeah.
But, and speaking of Somebody Feed Phil, the new season comes out this weekend.
Yes, it does.
Which, in the nick of time, I say, yes. I cannot wait. I cannot wait. Yes. I cannot wait.
Hey everybody, it's me, taking a quick break to tell you about my favorite obsession, Best Fiends. Because in the year 2020, sometimes my brain just needs a break. I need to do something that gets my mind off of all the stresses of life and all the things that I could be and maybe should be worrying about. But that's when I like to play a few levels in Best Fiends, the 5-star rated mobile puzzle game. I love playing Best Fiends while Perry is watching TV because I usually have zero interest in what he's watching, and it's a great way to pretend I'm listening while I'm not really listening. I'm currently on level 513, which I don't want to brag, feels like a really important accomplishment. I'm not one bit sad about it. There is nothing as satisfying as moving to the next level and feeling like I've actually accomplished something while relaxing at the same time. I recently was on a plane and Best Fiends was the perfect way to pass the time. Maybe I could read a book. I didn't want to. I wanted to play Best Fiends. It's great when you're bored, sitting in a doctor's office, or whenever you just need a quick brain break. It's free to download and has literally millions of five-star reviews on the Apple App Store and Google Play. When Best Fiends says the fun never ends, they are not kidding. There are over 5,000 levels and counting, so really I'm wasting time recording this ad. I could be playing Best Fiends. There's always a new update, whether it's more levels or fun changes to the game. Just don't blame me if you end up a little bit obsessed, because I blame Sophie for getting me addicted in the first place. You can download Best Fiends free today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends. You can download Best Fiends free today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. Thanks, Best Fiends, for sponsoring the Big Boo Cast.
I know, it's going to be so good. I know, I'm excited. I feel like this weekend we've got that to look forward to. I feel like both of our teams are back on the football field this weekend, which I'm excited. Even though the Aggies, it is the Arkansas game, which, you know, is the most dreaded, hated game for me of the entire year. But I'm going to try to be optimistic and believe that we've got them at Kyle Field and we're on a roll, and I'm just choosing to believe the good.
Okay. Well, we play Alabama.
Okay. All right.
But listen, it could be a time of great lessons. It could be a time of maturing as a team.
That's right.
And it was funny because I really didn't watch. I mean, well, for one thing, there wasn't a whole lot of SEC football to watch this past
week.
I did watch Ole Miss and Auburn, and I just saw earlier this afternoon that Lane Kiffin apparently had a conversation with the SEC about a call he disagreed with, that many people disagreed with in the Ole Miss Auburn game. But he said he couldn't talk about it. So,
Okay. Well, I would be interested to hear. I feel like Auburn has gotten a couple of calls this year that have been a little bit questionable, that have swayed the game in their favor. So I plan to write those down in my notebook.
Yes.
Just notes, just things that I've noticed, that maybe places where we could do better, in case anybody from the SEC office wants to call me and discuss these things.
Well, they may. I think the last I saw, Alabama's favored by, I think, more than 30. You know, it can be a teachable time, and anything can happen. As Ted Lasso has reminded us, anything can happen.
That's right.
In sports.
Well, and Mike Leach has had 2 weeks now to work with one young Will Rogers to help him grow, to help his offense click. And I think in this time where everything was so hurry up and get ready for the season, I think having 2 weeks off is significant in terms of being able to prepare better, being able to kind of get some stuff done. So, you know, you just don't ever know what's going to happen. Sadly, Alabama, you know, one of their star players to an ankle injury this weekend, which you hate to see somebody get hurt, their season end. But you know, it's kind of, I don't know. You never know what's going to happen.
You never know.
Now I have real quick, I feel like I was meant to bring this up while we were talking about Bahuska, but I need to tell y'all that I have an update on Imogene.
Yes, please tell us about
it. I felt like you would be blessed by. So remember I mentioned last week, if you didn't listen, I talked about I was in the red room. It's not called the red room, it's the boudoir room, but it had red velvet chairs. And I said it reminded me of Imogene's basement, who was a friend of my nanny's in Florida, and she had red shag carpet in her basement, and it was so glamorous. So there is a podcast listener who I've talked to before, and I actually got to meet in real life years ago, but she is from Florida, and Florida is not a big town. So her grandmother was also good friends with Imogene.
Okay.
And so she messaged me to tell me that Imogene and her grandmother were church friends. They socialized in the same circle, They played in the same bridge club. But she also wanted me to know, well, number one, that Imogene always drove a Cadillac, which I knew because she and my nanny, up until my nanny passed away in 2011, would kind of have competitions over who had the newest Cadillac. Like they were, when a new one came out, it was like, who got it? What color? Imogene just got a rust color. So I got a cream color, you know, like Imogene got the whatever. But in the 70s, which was really when they were in their prime. So she said that ultra suede fabric was at its height of being in fashion and top tier in more expensive clothing. And Imogene would have her ultra suede suits bought and then dyed or made to color coordinate with whatever color her Cadillac at the time happened to be.
Stop it.
Yes.
Oh my word.
I appreciate that commitment. I don't know that my nanny wouldn't have done the same thing. And had she known that Imogene was having her shirts dyed to match her Cadillac, she would have done it. So, I just appreciate that level of commitment. And it's no wonder she had red shag carpet in her basement. She was clearly basically, you know, on Dynasty.
She really was on Dynasty. And I kind of, when you said she had those ultra suede suits custom made, I did get a little bit of a Linda Evans vibe in terms of maybe some shoulder pads.
That they did. But anyway, I was so tickled.
So happy.
I know, it made me real happy. And I was real tickled to make that, to make a little connection over Imogene. So, and you need to know, because Height, so my friend Height texted me and he said, love hearing about Imogene, because he started listening to the podcast now. And he said he had Imogene, like E-M-M-A. And I said, no, you need to know it was Imogene, I-M-O-G-E-N-E.
Right.
That's important to the story.
Don't get it twisted, Height. It is no Imogene.
It's like Imogene, but it's Imogene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And in Mississippi, that would have been Imogene. Somebody would have called her Imogene for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, she had her suede suits. And I'm like, that's what we really are missing as a society, is nobody has that level of of commitment to fashion and accessorizing these days, you know?
No, they really don't. I've thought so much lately, and I don't know why I've thought about it. Maybe it's my renewed appreciation for dresses. But about how my mama and my Aunt Choxie, about how they turned it out for church.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It was,
yeah.
That what they wore was deliberate.
Yes.
It was planned. Mm-hmm. It was executed.
And, yes.
And, you know, I don't know that I'd do them any sort of generational. I don't know that I give them the generational credit that they're due when I, you know, wear jeans, but
yeah, I know.
But listen, that was a whole thing. I can remember being a little girl and looking down at Chox's shoes, because I would always sit with her because mom and daddy were in the choir.
Mm-hmm.
And like every week her shoes were a revelation, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It was, you know, I have a lot of my meemaw's old hats and shoes and purses, and just the variation in like the handbags that match the shoes, that match the hats, that had feathers and lace. And
they would have no more carried a leather tote. Like, no. You know what I mean? Like the very idea of a leather tote, they would, no ma'am.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. And they weren't wearing their hat like a pie plate on the back of their head.
No, uh-uh. They were not. No.
It was a different day. It was a different day. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's me. Just a quick break to remind you about the Big Boo Amazon store. We talk about a lot of products on the Big Boo Cast, and our Amazon store is one-stop shopping to find a whole lot of our favorites. You can go check it out at amazon.com/shop/Big Boo. Again, that's amazon.com/shop/Big Boo to find all the different things that we mention.
One thing that's happened that I haven't even talked to you about, because it's a fairly recent development, but I told you when we had Gully on our Patreon episodes, she was on two Patreon episodes, and on one of them, she talked about her favorite shampoo, which is an R&Co, I think it's like biotin thickening shampoo. I think it's called Dallas Bio Thickening, whatever. So because Gully said the Olaplex had not worked for her because her hair is fine. And so is mine. So I thought, okay, I see you, Gully. I'm gonna order me some of this R & Co shampoo. And somebody asked recently on some, I can't remember on what my favorite shampoo was. And I was like, I don't really have a favorite shampoo. So on Amazon, what do they call that? Amazon days? I'm very tired.
Prime days. Yeah.
So the R & Co was on sale and I was like, oh, I meant to order that. So I ordered it. Side note, today in my sleep deprived state, I decided that my pillow was part of the problem and I ordered one of those pillows you really like.
So we could
talk about that in a minute.
Okay.
But so I bought the, I want to say what it is, right? Because if not, I'll be like, mama, I'll give it some new name.
It'll forever be.
And I'll just call it the wrong thing.
The forever. R & Co. Texas City Shampoo.
Yes. Sophie, don't you like that Texas shampoo? That would be exactly it. Okay. So I got it's R & Co. Dallas Biotin Thickening Shampoo.
Okay.
I want to say several things about it. One, it is expensive for shampoo. Two, it is my deep belief after a week of using the shampoo that it is worth it.
Wow.
One, you don't need much. Like just need a time. You don't have to use nearly as much as you might even want to. Like it just takes a little bit to get a good lather. But if you have fine hair, I cannot tell you how, like it changes how my hair feels after I try it. I mean, I still use my same products, but I guess it was last Friday, my friend Heather said, what are you doing different to your hair?
Oh.
She said, your hair's looked really good the last couple of days. I'll tell you what I'm doing to my hair. I'm doing the R & Co. Dallas Biotin Thickening Shampoo and the thickening conditioner. But for fine hair, it gets some things handled. And I'm so happy about it because I have really been grieving my fine hair. Not grieving, that's a strong word. But yes. I've been discouraged by my fine hair. As somebody who tends to wash my hair since it's short, you know, I can go days and days and days and days like you can. I'm a big fan.
Well, I can't wait to tell Gully because I'm going to tell you that Gully feels passionately about changing women's lives through their hair. And she, you know, she'll always say for all my fine haired sisters out there, you know, like she struggles. And so she believes in a good hair product. She has spent a lot of time figuring out good hair products. And I will say Gully has really good hair that you would not realize that she had, you know, like if you just saw it in its natural state, you know, like I even told her one time after her oldest son Jackson was born and they had made the decision for her to stay home. And so she was, you know, they were on a really tight budget and she had told me, and she lived in Austin at the time. And she had said, yeah, I've quit coloring my hair. I've quit getting highlights because we can't, and that's a place that we can really, you know, cut out something out of the budget and whatever. And I went to see her and I think when Jackson was about 6 months old at that point. And I said, I'm going to tell you something. I said, you need to figure out how to get those highlights back into your hair. I said, because when you've got that fine hair, like you need to have like the dimension in this thing. And I said, look, I don't know if you need to get a part-time job. I don't know if you need to sell something out of your house, but like you need to figure out how to work that back in your budget.
The hair part really will get to you after a while. I think because when you have fine hair, your hair can also look really thin.
Yes.
If you don't treat it right. And so...
But it was good. That was Gully though. It was like she had postpartum hair. She was staying home. She was sleep deprived. She had a newborn. And I said, look, you gotta find some joy somewhere. And I'm going to be honest, you're going to find it in a bottle at the hair salon. So you need to figure that out. And sure enough, I'm like, sometimes there's other ways. Like, I mean, eat a hamburger helper 5 nights a week or something, but you got to do what you got to do for your hair. So she'll really be just tickled to death to know that the R & Co. has helped you.
I'm telling you, I feel like I found something I didn't even know I was looking for. You know what I love it. And this morning even, I was so excited to wash my hair. because I thought, well, it's going to look so much better than it normally. I can't, it gives it so, it has so much more body.
Okay. I love that.
I wish I had had it when we were in Pawhuska. I think you would have been really tickled for me.
I know. I'm real sad that I didn't get to see mm-hmm. it. Now I'm going to have to wait. I'm going to have mm-hmm. to wait and see it. Maybe in a Weta Wednesday, I'll say, wow, look at her hair.
Yeah, look at it. It's just as fluffy. But anyway, you know, not that it won't, you know, when it's day two hair, it's still going to look like day two hair, but it does the trick on day one.
Oh, that's delightful. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. I feel like this in a year where we don't get a lot of successes, I feel like this is one to really cherish and feel good about. Yeah. I'm excited.
Oh, wait, no, I had one other thing I wanted to tell you.
Okay. What? Yes. I want to
tell you. So yes, the win is the shampoo, and then the flip side, that you know, the blessing and the curse. Mm-hmm, but the mm-hmm. flip side of what I'm dealing with right now is I have never been more overwhelmed by the inside of my house. I have never been more. I just want to get a dumpster, put it in my driveway, and take a day off work and throw stuff in it. And I think it's a lot of it is because any shopping we have done over the course of the last 7 months has been online primarily.
Yeah.
Like down to just getting, you know, soap and stuff from Target.
Yeah.
And, but like last week, my FabFitFun box came, which is great. Uh-huh. I had some shoes come in. I don't know, just, you know, different things. I feel like I live in a land of boxes right now.
Yes.
Like,
do you not throw them out? You don't put them out by the curb? Will your trash people not take them?
No.
We would be overrun. We would be living in like total like slovenly conditions if I couldn't. No, I took my boxes straight out to the trash. I don't even understand what you're.
No, we have to break them down and put them. And if they don't go in, if they can't go in our trash can, they will not take them. So. Well, and so normally, like back before school started, Alex's job was to break down boxes, uh-huh. but it's gotten away from him during football season. It's gotten away from him. So yeah. I don't know if I just need to call him in sick once football. I mean, it sounds a lot worse than it is. I mean, we can walk through the house and stuff.
Yeah. But
like, it just feels, and then it feels like I'm living in a crazy place. Like, David ordered this lit birch tree to go outside during Christmas, and it's mm-hmm. really pretty. It's this pre-lit thing from Costco because uh-huh. I think we'll probably decorate for Christmas next weekend. We just need something. We need a lift.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's great. But right now he just put it in the corner of our bedroom.
Okay. And,
so I don't know. I need about a week to just,
yeah.
You know, I think after quarantine, you've been consistently cleaning out. I have not. And my house feels especially lived in right now, is what mm-hmm. I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Especially mm-hmm. lived but in.
I've, even though this week I have looked around, and I think it's because like the seasons are changing and so the cooler weather. And so I got down like a pair of boots that I wanted to wear to church yesterday because it was a little cooler. And so it's that whole thing of, and I'm like, I could clean out again. Like all of a sudden there's other stuff that now I'm like, now I'm really ready to get rid of this. Like now that we've been living in this, like, I mean, mm-hmm. I think it could be the kind of thing that after Christmas this year, when I go to put away Christmas, I may like literally need to like get a dumpster in my front yard just to put stuff in. Like I'm ready to purge a whole lot of stuff.
Yes. So mm-hmm. what I'm going to do after we finish recording is I'm going to go get the trash can and I'm going to take all the boxes to the foyer and I'm just going to sit and break them down and throw them in there. I think that'll help, but just every once in a while you look around and you see your house, like the inside of your house, and you go, oh, plus I've been back at work. And so, you know, it's not in the same kind of shape it was. Mm-hmm. Before I went back to work.
Yeah. Really? I've been wanting to, you know what I've been wanting to do? And we have a decent sized closet, but I've decided I totally hate the way the whole thing's configured. What I would like to do is really take a sledgehammer to the whole thing. And just because I'm like, I don't have enough place for my shoes.
Me and like, too.
My tall boots, I don't know where to put them. And so I can put them up at the top of my closet, but then I have to get a step stool to get them down. I'm like, there's got to be a better, like, I wish California Closets would decide to sponsor the podcast and come in and redo my closet. California I need closets. Some help. Hello. Are you there?
Hello.
Are you there?
Can you hear us? I stood in my closet this morning and thought, this shoe situation is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And I don't really have anywhere to put them. And I don't know. And may I just say, I don't know how to organize things.
Yes, me neither.
So I just end up like propping things on top of other. It's terrible.
Yeah. I'm same. I've got just shoes and now I'm like, I've got sandals I need to put up at the top, but then I don't want to get rid of any of my shoes because I pretty much like piece those down to what I'm actually going to wear. And so I'm like, I have too many. And then I have boots, which I don't always wear all of them, but when I need them, because I'm like, there's different boots. If the rodeo happens this year, then I have boots I like to wear to the rodeo, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it's like, I have to, it's a whole thing. But that in my laundry room, I would like to completely redo the shelving, the way it's organized, the whole deal.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we have some goals.
That's some goals.
Okay. So it's your turn this week to give us your five favorites.
Okay. I'm ready.
I'm excited to hear. And last week, as you know, I incorporated some theme music, so I will do the same right now.
Okay. I heard some feedback that people enjoy.
Oh, you did?
I did. Yeah, from like one person. But my friend Kate said that I really like the sassy new music for the five favorites. And I said,
what a success.
Call. I know. So it's sweeping the nation is what I'm telling you.
What a success. Okay, so let's hear about your five favorites.
Okay, I'm going to start with this one because I know everybody wants to know. Mm-hmm. And by everybody, I mean there's three of y'all who've mm-hmm. asked me for a report. I have now slept for probably a week, not counting my time in Bahuska, on my Coop Home Goods pillow that I ordered on Amazon Prime Day.
Yes, which I ordered low this very morning.
Mm-hmm. I am going to tell you, it's my favorite pillow I've ever owned.
Okay.
It's so good. It's so perfect for me. It like, and this is what's telling. I slept on it two nights before we left to go to Pahuska. And while I was at Reese with her Tempur-Pedic mattress and her fantastic sheets and all that stuff, I was like, if only I had my Coop Home Goods pillow. Like,
okay,
that's what I need. Here's what's so great about it. So the fill is all this like kind of microfibery shreds. I don't know what's in it, but you get the pillow, which comes in a very soft, nice case. So it feels good just coming out of the package and it's mm-hmm. all shrink wrapped, but then it comes with a package of extra stuffing. So what they recommend, because it comes with directions. So they say, if you're a side sleeper, just sleep with it as is, like the way it comes. If you're a back sleeper or a stomach sleeper, or whatever, you may want to add some fill to it. Mm-hmm. So what I noticed after the first night was I actually wanted to take some fill out.
Okay.
So I took out a couple of handfuls of the fill. I put it in the bag where all the fill comes. So I'll just keep it. So I've always got it if my sleeping things change. It's the perfect support. There's something about it that feels a little Tempur-Pedic, but yet it's soft. Cause I don't like those Tempur-Pedic pillows because it's like, if you roll over on a part in the middle of the night, it's like conk. And then your head has to like sink back into that part again. You know what I mean?
Right.
But this is just soft and plush and it's feathery pillow without being a feather pillow. It's just, I can't recommend it enough. I don't know who would not like this pillow.
Did you get the cross cut memory foam or the shredded memory foam?
Oh, that's a good question. I think the cross cut.
Okay. That's what I ordered. It had the most rating. So I went with that.
Okay. Yeah. I'm pretty sure I got the cross cut, but it's so good. Like I cannot wait to hear what you think about it because I love mine.
I can't wait to see if it can help me.
Yeah. I hope it'll change your sleeping life. Cause I feel like now, no matter how I roll over on my pillow, I don't have to readjust it. It's just perfect.
Oh, I can't even imagine that life. I can't even imagine it,
but it's just perfect. And it's like, but then when you roll over, it's like immediately soft and you kind of sink into it. So it's like everywhere. So that has been really good. The other thing, So I've mentioned that we have our little church small group meets at our house now on Wednesday nights.
Yes.
And everybody has started like a cup of coffee after
you
dinner.
You cut out everybody what now?
Has started, we like to have a cup of coffee after dinner, like
okay,
a cup
gotcha.
Of decaf coffee.
Yeah.
And it all started because one of our members who I love one night was like, you know, it would be really good with this dessert is some coffee. And I said, would you like some coffee? And he said, well, I would, but my wife just kicked me under the table. And I was like, no, let me get you a cup of coffee.
I like too that you're saying decaf. This is a very Weta Sims thing to say she would like a cup of decaf.
I get you some Sanka?
Of times, listen, my mama loved Sanka. But she would buy Sanka used to come, you could also buy it like with grounds that you would put in your coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And the number of times I made a pot of Sanka decaf for mama and her friends, she really loved a cup of decaf. So
yeah, because we're at an age where it's like, if you're going to drink coffee at 8:30 at night, you probably want it to be decaf.
You do.
So, but anyway, I did not like the state as I was having multiple coffee drinkers in my home at the same time. It really highlights your coffee mug situation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so I was like, it really drives me crazy to see everybody sitting around with their mismatched coffee mugs drinking, you know, like somebody's got Focus on the Family and somebody else has a Tyndale mug. It's like mugs I have acquired. So, but I went on Amazon and I was like, I'm going to look for some cute coffee mugs. And so I got the cutest. They're a brand called like Suisse. I think it's Sweese. We'll link it in the show notes, but they're multicolored, and they're fluted. So they kind of look like these bowls that I have from Anthropology with a good handle. And I think they're like 16-ounce mugs. So they're a good size. And they're multicolored. So like you get the pack of six and it's like, there's a turquoise, a navy, an orange, a white, a yellow. And so they're just really cute and fun. And I think it was like $24 for the set of six.
Oh, delightful.
They're super cute. And so I think I'm actually going to go ahead and order another set of six. I wanted to make sure because the big test was would Perry Shankle drink out of them, because he's very particular about the shape and the way a mug is.
Yes.
And so I was like, I'm not going to buy any more if he's like, I can't drink out of this coffee mug. But they passed the Perry Shankle test. And so I'm going to go ahead and get six more, and I'm going to get rid of all my assorted coffee mugs that don't match.
David asked me at least once a week if we can please get rid of all the assorted coffee mugs we have, because like you, I have one from, I feel like every phase,
every event, every friend's book launch.
Yes.
Yes.
Just a whole thing. We have so many mugs, and I think that would probably be something he would enjoy too.
Well, I'm telling you, these are darling. So they're just cute and they're multicolored and they're bright and they kind of match my little Anthropology, my Amazon bowls. So it's like that just super bright and fun. So, so that's the other. And then, so while we're on that, my other decaf option that I just bought more of, because this is the time of the year that I really like to have this. And you and I discovered this actually at Beth Moore's house years ago, the Good Earth Sweet and Spicy Tea.
Listen, I'd forgotten all about it until you just mentioned it, but that was like a fixture in my life for a couple of winters.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's so good. I actually just got in from Amazon. I ordered like a 4-pack of it because I'll drink it all winter long, but it's so flavorful and so good. And you can get caffeinated or decaf. I get decaf in it because I like to drink it at night. But it really is such a good flavor. And it this time of year, especially, it just seems like fall and winter to me because it smells so good and it's so comforting. And I love to have, I can have a cup before bedtime and I don't need to add any sugar or anything to it. It's just perfect the way that it is.
It's so good.
And it's so good. It's really good. So if you're looking for a tea, I would highly recommend it. And then on that same note, Perry and I have not recently discovered, but we've become full on Black Rifle Coffee people.
Okay.
Which Black Rifle Coffee Company started, I think maybe in Utah, but now they're based in Texas. And we love Black Rifle Coffee. So they just opened up their first shop here in San Antonio. Like it's their first store
okay.
where you can like drive through and get coffee drinks and whatever, like a Starbucks, but better. But we love their Beyond Black Coffee. So we get the K-Cups because we have a Keurig, but it's so good. If you like dark coffee, This has like blown everybody else out of the, we also like Freedom Fuel, but the Beyond Black is like dark and rich and it is so, so good.
Okay.
So, and you can order it online. So that's okay. We had started ordering it online, but now I like today I ran by the store, which made me think, I was like, I need to tell everybody about Black Rifle Coffee.
Okay.
So that's that. And then my last thing is that I have really, and this is a very popular Instagram account, so I may be late to the party, but I have really been enjoying following and plan to make a lot of recipes from Half Baked Harvest on Instagram. Listen, I think
Amy Downs has talked over and over again about the Half Baked Harvest cookbook and how much she loves it. So
I know I want to get it, but like she has the, like everything she posts, like she posts stuff on Instagram and it's like, I mean, these brown sugar maple chocolate pecan bars. She did like a creamy butternut squash vodka pasta. Like there's so much stuff that looks so good, but not completely overwhelming. Cause sometimes stuff can seem too overwhelming. She had, this was the one that got me this week. There's a cheesy chipotle chicken tortilla soup with salty lime chips.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's just, everything looks so good and fresh. And I think she's super cute. I like watching her when she cooks stuff. So anyway, that's my, if you aren't following Half Baked Harvest, you should. She has 2.1 million followers. So I know she'll really appreciate me giving her a shout out here on the podcast. I know that'll mean a lot to her.
Well,
help her
grow. I'm following her right now. Cause I have looked at the cookbook to order it. And then I've just kind of thought, okay, am I really in a place right now where I'm going to dig into a cookbook? So yeah. I thought, well, maybe like before the holidays, I'll order it and see, but I am delighted to.
Yeah. But she has like a website where she, you know, so she posts a lot of her stuff on her, but she did this fall harvest apple and kale salad with like prosciutto and feta. And it just, I don't know. It just all looks so delicious. I would like to cook like her every night. I'm not going to, but it just, every now and then I'm going to cook one of her recipes.
Brown butter, Brussels sprout, and bacon ravioli.
I mean, right? How good does that sound? I mean, yeah.
That sounds like, really good.
And I'm really trying to find some cooking stuff right now that'll get me a little bit out of a rut.
Yeah, I know. I know all about that rut. I know that rut life.
It's hard to. So tonight I'm actually making a King Ranch chicken, but I'm using Cocina de Coco's recipe, which is like a healthier version.
Yes.
So we'll see how that goes, but it just looked really good and it's not quite as fattening and doesn't have all the stuff that the other ones. So I'm going to see how the healthier King Ranch chicken goes, but I'm trying to branch out and cook some different stuff.
Okay. Well, I can't wait to dig in. I'm going to make I'm gonna make red beans and rice for the first time this year tonight.
Oh, that sounds good.
No, not tonight. Sorry, I'm gonna make it tomorrow night. But tonight we have a JV football game. But
okay, oh, that sounds delicious.
All right. Well, that was all fantastic.
That was great.
Yeah. Thanks everybody for bearing with us in my sleep deprived state. But
hey, you did good. You finished strong.
We got her done.
We did. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody.
All right. We'll talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.